It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the grains have put in a pretty good performance since starting this rally on June 30th and continuing through yesterday. We've had some pretty strong performance. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about just where the markets are sitting.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, since June 30th, we've seen the grain market put in some pretty good performance. Taking a look at the charts, looking at just December Minneapolis wheat, since June 30th's low was established at 625, this market rallied through yesterday to a price of 755 and a half. That's $1.30 and a half we've seen Minneapolis December rally. Taking a look at December corn, it put in its low on June 30th at 425 and a quarter. Yesterday, it hit a new contract high of 538 and three quarter. That's seen $1.13 rally since its lows on June 30th. A lot of both of these, well, wheat mainly due to war premium being brought back in again because of the escalation of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Corn, of course, seeing the support off of production concerns that came from the Pro Farmer Tour. And now looking at November soybeans. November soybeans put in their low on June 15th at 11.21 and three quarter. It has since rallied to be at 12.70 yesterday. That's a new contract high for this run. And it's also a strength, about $1.48 and three quarter cents that market has rallied. So we've seen a good performance as far as the marketplace is concerned. Producers who have room to make some sales should be looking at pricing some of their 26 crop at this point. But drought is certainly grabbing a lot of attentions and preventing a lot of selling taking place. And that's part of the reason why we're seeing the big rally as well. Soybeans are also getting some support from the recent purchases from China, as China has come into the market and been a fairly aggressive buyer. And looks like they should continue to be somewhat of an aggressive buyer here until they can get their 25 million metric ton met. Overall, the grain markets have seen a pretty good run. They're due for a little bit of a technical correction, but don't think this rally is quite done as far as the grains are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.